Well, thanks an awful lot, friends. I haven't said anything funny. Thank you for friends, as friends you are. Really good to us this week, and we really appreciate it when you put your hands together and pat them. Pat your own, please. Don't pat somebody else's. How's it coming?
He's our engineer.
The Goddard Lieberson of the folk world. We're trying to give him as much really good stuff as we possibly can. Let's... yeah. Oh, gosh, there's that guy with a cigarette machine. Let's do the tragic romance, as long as we're in the mood. Nestled in the heart of the Tennessee hill, its peaceful pines, beds of rocks and the rill. There is her old homestead of long, long ago. It brings back fond memories of the one I love so. I courted a maiden so good and so fair, with laughing dark eyes and with chestnut brown hair. She told me she loved me and said she'd be mine, but I went away leaving her behind. Whole world in its sorrow and care. I found her one night in the arms of a man, hugging and kissing as true lovers can. I went to my home with a heart filled with woe. I packed my belongings, determined to go. For many long years this old world I did roam, thoughts of my darling, my sweetheart, my home. Chance to sit down on my hand. While talking of loved ones, we happened to find that his sister was that old sweetheart of mine. Oh, and he'd heard my story to me. He then said, gosh, the one you left here has a long time been dead. She loved you so dearly and waited for your return. And why you had left her, she never did learn, never asked. Fatal night, wrapped in the arms of my sister so tight, and she never loved you anyhow. Tough luck, buddy. Humoresque, I hear the mob crying.